بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the last of the conditions for success, and that is consistency. Rome was not built in a day. The pyramids were not built in a day. If you want results, it does not happen suddenly. They don't come suddenly. They don't come instantly. They come with consistent, regular effort over a period of time. So, four conditions of success. Number one, tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Being clear about that. Number two is being clear about your life goal. Number three is being disciplined in life to do what needs to be done. And number four is consistency. To do that day in and day out, every day of your life. Now, consistency is one of the things that takes a beating and doesn't seem to happen. And that's very detrimental as far as we are concerned. So, try to make sure that you are consistent. How do you be consistent? The key to consistency is documentation. What you do not document disappears. Whatever it is, no matter how valuable it is, no matter how good it is, if you have not written it down, if you have not documented it, and in documentation, I'm a great believer in writing things down. That is far superior, despite all the other stuff. Writing something down is far superior than even recording it, and so on and so forth. Because with the recording, it's difficult to go back and refer to it. It's difficult to stay in one place and reflect on it. But with something which is written down, all of this is possible. So by all means, anyway, use whatever works for you. But ensure that you have documented what you have done. So consistency consists of doing that, and not doing that just one time, but doing that over and over. Now, brothers and sisters, it's very important that we get serious about this. Now, in terms of documentation, it's not just random writing stuff, but documenting in the context of the life goal and in the context of the daily chart that I mentioned to you, your three tasks for the day. Based on that, you are going to be documenting. So the last podcast I mentioned to you, at the end of the day, you take account for what you did that day. How did you spend that day? And it's not a random thing. How did I spend that day? Oh, it was a beautiful day and it was, you know, the birds were chirping. No. In the context of what you were supposed to do that day, these were my three goals for the day. How did I do with respect to goal one, goal two, goal three? What worked for me, what didn't work for me? All of this you are going to write down. So keep a notebook and write those things down. That is the meaning of documentation. Second thing is also documenting the output, whatever it is that you are doing. How does it work out for you? Document that. Again, it depends on what you do. For example, my kind of work is to do with reading and writing. So obviously, I generate a lot of documentation, a lot of stuff which is documented, and that is good for me, and that's how I end up writing so many books. And alhamdulillah, these books have, inshallah, they are my sadqatu jariya, and they have a life of their own. They go all over the world, alhamdulillah, people benefit, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, but all of that happens because I write. So that's what I submit to you and I suggest to you, is to be consistent. Second thing is consistency with regard to your activities. So writing is one of them, but consistency with regard to your activities, which is what time do you wake up, what time do you go to bed. All of these things, if you make them consistent, If you are regular with that, believe me, it saves a lot of time. It becomes extremely, your day and your time will become very valuable. It will become very productive by being clear about or by being regular. So regularly in terms of, you know, eating habits, in waking up, going to bed, all of that. Then measure that also. As I tell people all the time, if you are sleeping 8 hours a day, it means that one third of your life, you're kissing it goodbye, because nobody achieves anything by when they are fast asleep. So it depends on, obviously you need sleep, so you should sleep as much as your body needs, but our body pretends to need far more than it actually needs. So adjust it for yourself. Make sure that you are getting enough sleep, that you don't become sick because of that. But at the same time, do realize that most people need less sleep than they think they need. And therefore, you must do that. You must make sure that you sleep for fewer hours than you are doing now. Key to success is obviously to be awake, to at least minimum be awake. We have to do a lot more than just be awake, but it starts with that. So regulate the number of hours that you sleep. Similarly for other things. Then another very big thing, as far as consistency is concerned, is to be clear about your friends. Meaning that friends who, number one, do not add any value, and number two, friends who actually detract from you and from your life, friends who are either toxic or they are time wasters because they have no value for their own life, and they will therefore have no value also for your life. And if they waste their time, they will come and waste your time. All such friends must be deleted from your life. It's not a matter of being selfish, where you are judging friends from in the context of how can that friend add value to me. It's not a matter of being selfish. It's a matter of using your life and your time that Allah has given you in the best possible way. Please understand, there is nothing more valuable than a unrenewable resource, right? Any resource that can be renewed has less value than something which cannot be renewed. Once it is gone, it's gone. Period. Khalas. You can never get it back. No matter how much you regret it, no matter how much you try, because there is no way that you can create that. There is only one thing like that in life, and that is your own, that's your time. We had the longest lifespan when we were born, and then the clock ticks backwards. So if we lose that time, then it's gone forever, right? Everything else can be regained. Some more, some less, but everything else. Money is the easiest thing. If you lose it, you can always earn it back. Health, yes, in some cases, you can still get it back. In some cases, it's gone forever. But in many cases, you can still get your health back if you change your habits and so on and so forth. But time is, that's it, period. If it's gone, it's gone. Whether it's 10 minutes or 10 years, what is gone is never going to come back. And that's why it is extremely important to be very, very careful with how we spend our time. It's a non-renewable resource. So therefore, it's priceless. There is no way of putting a price tag on our time. But still, we know there are people who have no value for their time. And if you have those people in your life, then they are going to help you to waste your time. Now, please, don't do that. Eliminate those friends. Tell them. Best way to eliminate friends in a nice way is to bring them to your way, which is to become structured in their lives. One of two things will happen. Either they will become structured, which is good for you, good for them, or they will leave you, which is alhamdulillah, good for you, and it won't be rude or something. You can't just say, you know, buzz off, I don't want to see you again. No need for all that. Be polite, be nice. But at the same time, for example, if somebody says, I'm coming to your house now, I say, please, sorry, don't come. I'm busy. This is my working hours. They've called you on the phone. Don't answer the phone. Let them leave a message. Then you can decide if you want to call them back or not. Right? If somebody says, I need to talk to you, and say, no, please send me an email. I do this all the time. You may need to talk to me, but right now I don't have any need to talk to you. So you please send me, don't say that, but tell them, please send me an email, because even when I talk to you now, it will be a much more value-added conversation, because some of whatever you have to tell me, I would have processed it in my mind, and inshallah, I will be able to answer you in a much better way. So please send me an email, and then we will talk. So find your own ways in which you can maximize the productivity of your life. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَسَعِبِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ رَحْمَ اللَّهِ